A lot of commentary across the hour about the Nelson Clock Tower. The Civic Centre clock in Nelson has been dismantled to ensure it keeps ticking, but some locals are hoping a tune-up is the least of it. The clock tower has always been a point of contention with the locals. To those that haven't seen it, it was installed in 1982. It's been described as early 80s nightclub chic, with a nod to brutalism. Some say it becomes beautiful over time and it grows on you. The current tower replaced the old clock tower, a beautiful pre-World War One building that has been standing, had been standing for 64 years, since 1906 rather. Back in 2015, the Civic Centre clock was rated as one of New Zealand's ugliest buildings, but is it? Patrick Reynolds is a renowned New Zealand architectural photographer. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Kia ora, Wallo.
I don't know if you've had the experience, privilege of photographing this tower, but I suppose beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But as objectively as you can, is it ugly or is it a school of thought?
this is kind of like the is Trump racist question. There's sort of no good answer. Subjectively speaking, it's definitely unlovely, but it isn't uninteresting.
Right.
And I mean, I'd go to Nelson every year, really, for work. And there's only two buildings of that scale in the whole city. The Rutherford Hotel's no beauty either. Now, from a similar period, and it's Ian Affield actually designed that building.
Good grief!
But the real lesson from it is the reason it has a clock tower and it has that clock is because of nostalgia for the old John Campbell built 1906 building. And it was felt that the new building would be better if it took the clock with it. And that's almost never the case. You know, if you try to get a bit of a historic building and stick it onto a new one, you make a kind of strange hybrid. And I think that that's what we've got here. We've got neither, you know, fish nor fowl. It's a repetition of Big Ben's faces, deconstructed and sticking out. And look, weirdly, they kind of look more like cell phone tower repeaters than
anything. Yes. Now, Patrick, hey, stay there. We'll bring Chris and Tabor in. Chris, you've seen the photo. Are you a fan of this tower?
No, I hate it. And I love Nelson, which is my favourite city outside Wellington. And I always look at that clock tower and say it's a complete excrescence. And so I would rip it down and I'd say, first of all, what is it about the 1960s and 1970s that we managed to build that kind of rubbish? And, of course, it reaches its very apotheosis with the beehive, which is an example of 1970s brutalism, and I hated working in the beehive. So I say rip down the clock, and while you're at it, rip down the Civic Chambers, because they're pretty dreadful.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
The ticks are blowing up here. Tabor Khan, you've seen the photo. Do you like it?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure what's going to happen to your text once I make a comment on this, but I actually don't mind it, and I think it has to do with the fact that it has to do with the fact that, look, it is our history. It has symbolism and it has history and it kind of speaks to a time that has passed. And for me, all of those things just add an element of beauty to it that I just appreciate.
Interesting.
And so I kind of was really struggling with the word monstrosity because, I don't see it.
Patrick, is it an example of brutalism? Because I am a personal fan of a brutalism, the sort of brutalism you might see in some classic examples, the Parliament buildings in Dhaka, for example, Louis Kahn's building.
Well, it's got elements, and it certainly is of the period, but it's a bit of a milquetoast version.
Right.
It's got the cantilever and the looming, the brie soleil, the sunshades over the windows are heavy concrete, which is always a little bit alarming in an earthquake area, for example. But it isn't a thumping piece of brutalism, say like the National Library, which Chris will remember from Wellington and probably Lowe's.
Oh, I can start on that any time.
Because it's got that inverted pyramid move that was so typical of brutalism. And brutalism is an extraordinary thing to do when you look back on them. Mm. And I wouldn't rip them down. I mean, I think it's always a mistake to turn around and the thing that's at the height of its, you know, or the depths of its fashion and immediately rip it down. And then 10 years later, people will be renting, you know, garments at the thing we lost.
Patrick, you might have heard the text written out. Sir Miles Warren said, oh dear. I wonder if Ian Atherton was proud of it. We've run out of time. Patrick, thank you for your time. And Chris Finlayson and Tabor Khan, you have both been wonderful this afternoon. Thank you very much for your time.